Good morning. God's blessings to you. I'm glad you had an extra hour of sleep and you were able to come to church without any rush. I want to welcome our visitors here this morning, too. I want to talk about a phrase from 1 Timothy 4:7. You can head there and I'll talk a little bit as you get there. The phrase is, train yourself for godliness. My assumption is that this isn't just for Timothy, that it applies to all of us. And I want to hear from you what you think that means. Because we're not going to do very well with applying it if we don't understand what it's all about. While you're thinking about what this train yourself for godliness means, I'll read a bunch of other translations. This is 1 Timothy 4:7, the last half. The King James says, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Give yourself training in religion. Exercise yourself rather to reverence. Train yourself to be godly is the New Living Translation. Amplified says, disciple yourself for the purpose of godliness. Keep yourself spiritually fit. But teach yourself to be devoted to God. Another translation says, keep yourself in training for a godly life. Take time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. The message says, exercise daily in God, no spiritual flabbiness, please. So, now that you've heard those, what do you think it means to train yourself in godliness? I really want to hear from you. This isn't just a something I say. I want to hear, what do you think it means to train yourself in godliness?
Verse 6, or bodily exercise proper little. And so, you know, the ones that really train themselves in physical exercise are going to be physically fit. One of the translations that you read said something about being spiritually fit or something.
Several of them. Spiritually fit. So you're exactly right. I was going to talk about that later. We can understand physical fitness. And so he's using that and says, train yourself for godliness.
Because it's eternal.
It's eternal.
And whatever good you get from bodily exercise is temporal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. Yes?
There's discipline involved.
Absolutely.
It's not always doing just what I want, but it's choosing to do what is right.
What is right and for the long haul. Yes. Good. Yes.
Relates to your earlier devotional hearing from God. To practice hearing from God and saying yes to what we hear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would say that hearing from God is one of the things that we need to do. Yeah. To be able to train yourself for godliness. Good. Anybody else want to? I'd like to hear from a lady, one or two. What do you think it means to train yourself for godliness as a mother, as a single person? What does that look like? Yes. Okay, good. She says, I'm aware of what I'm thinking about and I stop myself and I change to thinking God's thoughts. Yes? Study your Sunday. Wonderful. That's practical. And if you're a teacher, just keep after your students so they really understand that you expect that of them. It'll come. Okay, thank you so much. Let's read the text, and then I'll make a few observations about the context, and then a few comments. And my prayer is that you'll hear God telling you at least one thing that you ought to do or quit doing. That's my prayer. Let's read 1 Timothy 4:1 through 9. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, here it is, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. I just want to notice three things that I say are context. One is verse one, the first several verses. People are going to be falling away from the faith. In other words, you're going toward God, and there could be a lot of people that are moving away from God. So that's a reason you need to be training yourself for godliness. And the second thing I want you to notice just before the phrase that we're looking at is, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. What does that look like? Do you ever pay attention to irreverent, silly myths? Why do you smile? Is it possible that we spend time with irreverent, silly myths on social media? You think about that. And then godliness is more valuable than bodily training. Oren was talking about that. But they're not mutually exclusive. So train yourself for godliness. I want to observe that training yourself for godliness is something that you do. It's not something that you stand in line to have some famous spiritual person do for you. It's not something that you pray and ask God to do for you. He's willing to help you, but you train yourself. And the text is giving the clear implication that it's something that you do, and it makes a difference. And training is harder than not training. Training requires you to say no to your desire to be easy on yourself. It's not what feels good now, but what will yield positive results afterwards. I'm sure that if I could help people stick with good habits until they see the positive results, I could be rich and famous overnight. Because our problem is that we know what the good things are that we should do, and we try them, and then I did this 4 days in a row, and I can't tell any difference. Maybe we need to stop an existing bad habit, something that's a time waster. It's something that I do that's not healthy. It's learning a new skill. And I think you all know the learning curve of, I could never learn to do this. When you learned to drive a bicycle or drive a car, do you remember how it went? This thing of riding a bicycle, I just can't do it. It feels unnatural. The same thing is true about you learning to walk, but you don't remember that. But we have the ability to learn a skill, and it, with time, becomes something that we don't have to think that much about. Paul says, Timothy, train yourself for godliness. And that it's really hard, and then little by little you say, well, maybe I can learn. And then gradually it becomes easier. And with time, it may be days, weeks, and months later that you say, aha, now I understand why my mentor said you ought to do this. But you won't see it in the first few minutes. And you need to practice. You'll be able to get better at it. We learn by failing. We try and we don't do it well, and then, but we keep trying. Accountability. If there's something that you're trying to do that just feels backward and really, really hard, it would be wise for you to not just keep this, train yourself, Arthur, in this area of your life. It would be wise for you to talk to someone else and say, please, next Sunday at church, ask me how it's going. That'll help you to just to get beyond I'll just do it by myself. Nobody else needs to know. That sounds good, and it may be less embarrassing, but the asking someone else to help you, to check up on you, can be something really valuable. How many of you believe that your life is invincible and in God's hands as long as He has work for you? Okay, 5% of you say that. I used to believe that too. And then in 1996, I had a really bad traffic accident. I was going to Bible Institute. It was a two-week Bible Institute from San Salvador, 90-minute one way. I was trying to do what I needed to do in San Salvador and teach at the Bible Institute and get ready, and I was trying to do that for 2 weeks. I now know that feeling of being, I don't know how to describe it. It's a feeling of life is going faster than I am and I can't keep up. If that ever happens again, I'm going to recognize that and I'm going to stop. But anyway, I remember being in the hospital, and one of the first things that happened after I was kind of calming down is I don't have to teach those last 3 days at Bible Institute. But I became aware that the things that I choose to do can cut my life short. But I want to talk about this in another way. Let's just say that God gave you a brain and a body that can work for 80 years. What happens if by my lack of sleep, poor diet, and other things, I shave 5 years off of that? That's an idea that makes me really sad. I want you to think about it. Godliness. It's being like God. It's having God's values. It's promoting God's kingdoms. It's seeing what our enemy is doing in our community and in Hutchinson or wherever we're called to be, and it's saying, God, please use me to stop that. I was going to talk about other things, but we're out of time. Just think about your time with God, the way you read the Bible, your prayer life, the practical things that you do every day. Train yourself for godliness. Let me just say this yet, and then we'll quit. Be ruthless, be honest and ruthless with yourself. Ask God to show you if there's times that you trick yourself. You don't want to be naughty, but you just want to get real close to the edge. If that happens, you're already over the edge because you've already made a decision. Job feared God and turned away from evil. 2 Timothy 2:4 says, aim to please the one who has enlisted you. That's what I want for you. I want you to think this morning about what are the things that God would want me to change in the way that I live life, the way that I use my time, so that I can make a greater impact for God and help those around me. Let's pray. Let's kneel for prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would speak to us about this idea of training ourselves for godliness, of being able to hear from you and to know that this activity, though it's not that bad, needs to go because it's taking too much time, or whether it's our diet or whatever it is, Lord. We just want our lives and our bodies to be useful for you until we're done. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.